we're never far away from stories in the news like we have today that alcohol is good for you and will solve all kinds of health problems. You're never far away from stories in the news about cures for baldness. So we're going to analyse some of these things you can have done if you're losing your hair or if you've lost your hair, and ask whether they work. Are they worth the money? Do we just have to accept that some human beings will go bald? Let's bring on Gary Heron, who's the trichologist at the Hair Centre in Westminster. Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Why? I mean, let's focus on men to start off with. Why do men go bald? What's going on?
It's quite simple. It's genetic. It's an overproduction of the male hormone testosterone. It's nothing to worry about. Something like 50% of young men between the age of 25 and 30 have some sort of hair loss or scalp problem.
So, and just explain why this is then. If you've got more testosterone in your body...
Let's take a very simple example. If your capacity for the male hormone is 10 units, whatever 10 units is, and you're producing 12, then basically you're producing too much DHT. That's the waste hormone.
Oh, I see.
As that builds up in the body system, it reduces oxygen and blood supply to the surface of the scalp.
Gotcha.
Now, we know from that it causes the hair follicle over a period of time to shrink and contract.
So if you have too much testosterone pumping around your body over time, and this is why it happens, you know, later in life, it doesn't happen when you're a child, it can happen when you're 20, it can happen when you're 60, it can happen when you're 80, I suppose. At some point, your body goes, no, too much testosterone now it's going to start damaging my hair growth.
And absolutely, yeah. And one of the side effects of too much DHT is hair loss.
Well, I've never heard it explained so simply as that before.
And we're seeing an increase of it as well, because as we're seeing more and more young men becoming very health conscious and going into the gym and having protein shakes and things like that, where they're increasing their own testosterone levels, we're seeing more younger men with thinner hair.
Isn't that interesting? So that the healthier lifestyle you live as a young guy, the more likely you are to bring on baldness yourself.
It is a possibility. There are case studies out there at the moment being looked at. I mean, along with the early clinical trials that we've had back from the cell division that's taken place this week with the cloning of hair.
So from a health point of view, it really doesn't matter at all, as I understand it, because hair doesn't actually serve any great useful function apart from in attracting members of the opposite sex. Not that that's not useful, but you know what I mean.
Or coverage from warmth, and we don't live in caves anymore.
So there's no health benefit to having a full head of hair. And actually, from what you're saying, baldness might be an indication that the rest of your body is really performing rather well.
Very much so. But the thing is, cosmetically, everyone likes to have hair, and it's much nicer to have hair than not have hair.
And the reason that our society says that you know, hirsute people are more attractive, is about this, you know, sexual attraction thing. For some reason, we find someone who's got hair more attractive, and that's why we all would like to have some?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And not only that, we see images in the newspapers and press, on MTV, on all the channels these days, of what we should look like.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very, very effective treatments out there to, you know, enhance the hair, slow up the hair loss process. I mean, there are treatments out there these days that are clinically proven to work.